G'moni Rabbosai, our limud halacha every day is as chus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Yishtav Refuah Shleima B'Sach Shecholi Yisrael B'Korov. So we started speaking yesterday about Chodosh, and we said that it was something, it's a halacha that somehow seems to have fallen into disrepair, and then it's become more prevalent recently to people to be makbid on Chodosh. Ataka saw yesterday in the shops, new flour labels on Parkway things and on Just Baked and on one of the other makes. But new flour's nothing to do with Chodosh, new flour's to do with Pesach. And it's just to tell you that they got new flour in after Pesach with which they baked the products. They didn't sell their flour over Pesach.
It's only new to them, isn't it?
It's the new flour is new to them. They bought the flour, they took delivery of the flour after Pesach. Yeah. And therefore, if you're makbid not to sell chometz, and again, flour isn't chometz yet, it's only a chashash chometz. Dry flour in a packet, if it didn't become wet, might not be chometz.
It's chometz with rabbanon, though.
What?
It's chometz with rabbanon today.
Why?
I don't know why, because they might have washed it. But we always say flour is chometz, don't we?
No, we don't.
No.
No, as far as, again, you'd have to ask her off, but as far as I know, yeah, you're not mechuyev to sell a fresh packet of flour that hasn't become damp.
I think we're running out of hours to go.
There is some moisture content.
I don't know. Okay, so listen. Okay, so check it out. We'll check it out. We'll ask a rabbi, and we'll find out whether or not our dry flour in the packet has become wet during the process, you're thinking. Yeah, steam or washed or whatever, and therefore all flour is chometz, you think? Chometz gomor?
Theoretically, it shouldn't be chometz.
It should be.
No.
Dry flour shouldn't be chometz. But they thought maybe.
Yeah.
Because maybe, yeah, maybe. Okay. Let's find out. I seem to remember, but vaguely in my memory, a long time ago from the Kashrus News, but I could be wrong, that a dry, fresh packet of flour. Yeah, I mean, we sell it because we sell everything just in case. But that intrinsically it's not chometz. Let's go back. Let's get on with our subject, chodosh. There is an expression in Yiddish. People say chodosh osim in our Torah. Yeah, the chodosh is osim in our Torah. And they use that as an expression to say that, you know, we don't like new things, new chumras. When did we ever hear of being makbid? Sam Sofer's expression, okay. Sam Sofer's expression of Chodosh Osim in our Torah. When did we ever hear, when we were younger, of a problem with kitchen towels on Pesach, Mishum Chometz, or you know, the cardboard lids from the foil containers and things like that? Yeah, you know, you tell your wife, you come home from a Hashir, you tell your wife about it, and she says, you know, even when you come back from a Hashir on Hilchas Pesach, she says, what's this year's latest Chumrah? What have they come up with now? Yeah, Chodosh Osim in our Torah, we never heard of it, our parents weren't makbid on that, we didn't know about it, etc., etc. But unfortunately, some of the Chodosh Osim in our Torahs, not unfortunately, maybe fortunately, are things which it does bring down in halacha. Right? There are such things in halacha which people don't know about, and they just assume that, you know, nobody does it. So, but nevertheless, I remember once somebody speaking about Shnai Mikro Ve'echa Targum. Yeah, a lot of people are makbid to be Mavis Sedra, as we call it, every week. And I say it as an expression, a lot of people are makbid. Yeah, but there's an actual, there's a simon in halacha, in what's called, I think it's Reish Pehei, I think it is. There's a siman in halacha which speaks about that you have to be ma'aveh sedra sheikro every week shnai mikro ve'echa targum. Yeah, and somehow not everybody does it, and the people who do it regard it as some sort of a frumkeit. And somebody once said to me that, you know, even the people who regard it as a frumkeit and who are not ma'aveh sedra, if they would buy a set of Mishnah Berurah from the bookseller and find that siman Reish Pehei was missing, they take it back as faulty. So this simon's missing. On the other hand, they're not mekayim the simon. So let's have a look at Chodosh. Chodosh is a seif in the last seif in Siman Tov Pei Tes, towards the end of Hilchos Pesach. And the Mechaba says as follows, Oso lechol Chodosh af bizman hazeh. So you've got a clear Mechaba who says that even bizman hazeh, you're not allowed to eat Chodosh, bein lechem, whether it's bread, bein koli, bein caramel, different types of treating of the grain. Yeah, at chilas leil yud ches benisan says until the beginning of the night. That means until the end of yud zayin benisan in chutz laoretz. uveret Yisrael al tchilas leil yud zayin benisan. Pasuk says v'lechem v'koli v'chamer lo yisoichlu adetzem ayom azeh, until you have brought the korban oime, you are not allowed to eat chodosh. What is chodosh? And what about nebisman azeh? B'lihejo, we'll start looking at that tomorrow. Toway, Northwest London. Thursday, Chovov Nissan, the 24th of April. Rabbi Chaim Grosschlieter on the subject of Shechiyonu on Sphira Soime or not.
It's a pleasure to be back here and see familiar faces and friends. Shalom Aleichem. I'm in the year of Avelis for my father, Harini Kaparas Mishkavoy, and that's a very new experience for me. One of the facets of the new experience is that I'm the Shliach Tzibur, which means I can't be Soimech on the Shliach Tzibur for a lead. That's particularly pertinent in Sefiras HaOmer. I actually have to know what day we're holding on before I hear from the Shliach Tzibur. That's not Omer, I'm in a minute, I guess I don't have a clue, hear what the Shliach Tzibur says and follow suit. Now, on the first night of Sefiras HaOmer, that wasn't such an issue for me. I was pretty clear that it was number one. However, what I was a bit fuzzy in my mind was whether we say a Shechianu on Sefiras HaOmer or not. So I had to move quick because I had no one to follow. So the din is, the very same Simon which Bianchi was speaking about just now, is there's no Shechianu on Sefiras HaOmer. And Simon Tafpei Tes, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mevarech on the first night of Sefiras HaOmer, Mevarech the Birkas HaMitzvahs, which is what we Mevarech every night. There's no mention whatsoever of a Shechianu. And that's surprising, because the general klal is a mitzvah which is ba, mizman lezman, which comes at anticipated intervals, such as Neres Chanukah or Tekir Shofar. The din is, you say Shechianu, that mitzvah. So why is Sefiras HaOmer left out? The Rishonim, earlier, Meforshim, were already busy discussing this question. I'll tell you in quick a couple of the well-known answers which are given. The Shabbat HaLeket says that the Omer is anyway dependent, talui, on Pesach. So the Shechianu you make on Pesach, the previous night, that will cover you for the Sefiras HaOmer. Levush says the opposite way around chronologically. He says Sefiras HaOmer is anyway hakdama to Shavuos. So the Shechianu you say on Lel Shavuos will cover the Sefiras HaOmer which you did beforehand. I understand that you get some puzzled looks. But what I want us to discuss today is the third Mahalach we find in Rishon. The Ran says, but Shem the Balamor, some say this is famous. I think it's famous because I know about it. The Ran says for Shem the Balamor that he's busy with a few different questions. He says that the Sefiras HaOmer we do today is Zeichon the Mikdash. Holds it's Darabanan, unlike the sheet of the Rambam, Sefiras HaOmer is Malazay, is the Darabanan, Zeichon the Mikdash. And if that's true, a Zeichon the Mikdash, says the Balamor, is it's never too demanding such a thing. It's not the same level of seriousness as a normal mitzvah as Zeichon HaMikdash. And he quotes a Gemara in Menachos Daf Samach Vav, where the Amora, Amemar, said that he counts, in his time, days but not weeks. Amei was Mimnei Yomei Velo Shvuei, Zeichon HaMikdash Hu. So he didn't take the mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer with all of the pratim which it had once upon a time, Zeichon HaMikdash Hu. Says the Balamor, same thing, because it's only a Zeichon HaMikdash, therefore it can't demand to have with it a Shechianu. The Kalal Shel Davar is, something which is a Zeichon HaMikdash, you don't have to make such a fuss about. These are the words of the Balamor, okay? Groundbreaking words of the Balamor. Something which is a Zeichon HaMikdash, you'd have to make such a fuss about. He says that's also the reason why, even though in Chutzaris we entertain a Sveika Diyuma, why we keep 2 days Yontif, etc., you don't count both possible days of Sfira. You could, Mishum Sveika Diyuma, count two different numbers. It's a reasonable question. Says about Amor, no, because it's a Zeichon HaMikdash, therefore it doesn't have to, that is not so weighty, we don't count 2 days Sveika Diyuma either. So this is the big news from the Balamor quoted by the Ran. That's actually in Pesachim, that Ran, Beshe the Balamor. Okay, that needs to be unpacked a little bit. So in stepped the Briskarov, who explained the words of the Balamor. So this is a very important, groundbreaking piece the Briskarov writes, which is as follows. He says, doesn't really understand, I'm paraphrasing with permission, doesn't understand exactly what the Balamor is saying, because so what if the reason why we're doing Sefiras HaOmer is Zeichon HaMikdash, the general klal is, so when you have a mitzvah derabanan, which is duplicating a mitzvah deraisa, which was there once upon a time. And the klal is that when the rabbanim masakin, the masakin kein deraisa. So why this is a mitzvah derabbanim sfiras oimer? Why should it be any different? Why we're not masakin it kein deraisa? So says the Briska Rav, I'll explain to you why. Is a derabbanan zeich lemikdash is not like a standard mitzvah derabbanan, which just would duplicate the deraisa. A derabbanan zeich lemikdash is a takana miuchedes. It's a different type of mitzvah derabbanan, where the whole essence and makeup of the mitzvah is that it's only a zeich lemikdash. The zeich lemikdash is not a motivating factor to establish a standard derabbanan. The very essence of the mitzvah is changed because it's a zeich lemikdash. The DNA of this mitzvah is different. It's a takana miuchedes derabbanan to do something zeich lemikdash. And that's why it's a whole different type of derabbanan. It doesn't follow the standard rules of a kein deraisa. He says that's pshat in Amema. Amema counted days, but not weeks, because the makeup, the essential DNA of this mitzvah is different because it's zeich lemikdash. It doesn't have to duplicate the deraisa. When Amema said afterwards, Amema, I assume, when he chose his words, he chose them very carefully. After he said, I count days and I don't count weeks, he said, Zeich lemikdashu, says the Briska Rav. That's what he was announcing. He was announcing the reason why I'm doing this mitzvah differently to how it was done once upon a time, deraisa, even though right now it's derabanan, you'd expect me to duplicate it. So Zabeba, no. Zeich lemikdashu, I'm announcing that because this mitzvah is a Zeich lemikdash, it follows different parameters and it's okay, therefore, to count days and not weeks. And therefore, in the same vein, said the Ran, Meshene Balam Or, that's why we don't say Shechianu either. This is essentially a different mitzvah when it's a Darabanan Zeich LeMikdash. That is how the Briska Rav explains the words of the Ran, B'Shem, the Balam Or. Okay, so far so good. But there's a very important Dagesh, which we need to be clear for our journey ahead in our next 22 minutes, which is as follows. The Briska Rav is essentially saying, had it been that Zeich LeMikdash, nostalgia for the LeMikdash, was merely the motivating factor for Chazal to say, do Sfiras Oyer Bezman Hazeh. If it had been the motivating factor alone, but all that was to be a background reason why the Darabanan was there, then we would expect the Darabanan to follow the normal klalim of the Daraisa, to count both days and weeks. That would have been true. But it's not merely the motivating factor, it's actually essential to the makeup of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is coloured and shaped by the fact that it's Zeich LeMikdash. It's not merely the motivator factor, it's the makeup of the mitzvah itself. That's essentially what the formula which emerges from the Briska Rav. Okay, if so far so good, here's really where the fun starts, which goes as follows. We need a couple of important hakdamas, introductions, with I think this is familiar material. The Mishnah in Sukkah in Daf Mem Aleph says that originally, Bezman Beis HaMikdash, we're now going to speak about Lulav and two Hakdamas about Mitzvah's Lulav, and then we'll come back to the Briska Rav and Sfiras Oimer. The Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph says that Bezman Beis HaMikdash, Lulav was Nital B'Mikdash all 7 days. Beis HaMikdash, it was Deraisa for all 7 days. In the Gvulin, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the exact geography of where Mikdash starts and Mikdash stops is quite a hot topic. There are certain people who insist Bezman Hazeh on being Nota Lulav at the Kosel all 7 days, Bezman Hazeh. But anyway, that's an aside. The Mishnah says that Bezman HaMikdash, Lulav was Nital B'Mikdash all 7 days, and B'Medina, the Gvulin, outside the base of Mikdash, only 1 day. That means Deraisa, 7 days in the Mikdash, outside of the Mikdash, only 1 day. Okay? Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, after the Chorban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakein to be Noita Lulav, the Medina in the Gvulin, all 7 days, Zeich LeMikdash. So the setup outside the Beis HaMikdash, Lididan for us, is one first day Deraisa, all the other days thereafter are Zeich LeMikdash. Okay, that's clear din, that's din of the Masnisen in Sukkah Dav Mem Aleph. Okay, good? Now, the beginning, which is going back a bit in the same perek in Sukkah, the third perek of Sukkah, the beginning of the Mishnah, well, the Mishnah says that a lulav hagazel v'hayavish is pasul. Stolen or dry lulav is pasul. The Gemara says that when the Mishnah made the statement that a dry or stolen lulav is pasul, it's kar pasik v'tani, it doesn't make any differentiation between what days we're speaking about. The understanding of the Mishnah is a dry or stolen lulav is parcel for all of the days of Sukkos. Says the Gemara, Bishlema, if we're speaking about the first day of Sukkos. Sorry, the Gemara says, Bishlema, if we're dealing with a dry lulav, a lulav which is Yavesh, I understand why for all 7 days it's parcel, because it's a lack of Hadar and the Hidur mitzvah you need for all 7 days. When it comes to a stolen lulav, says the Gemara, I don't understand. On the first day, there's a need for lachem. You have to own your lulav. But for the next 6 days, why do you need to own your lulav? Why is a stolen lulav pasul? You'll know that the Gemara answers because of mitzvah baba avera. That's already the Gemara's answer. But if we just focus for a second on the Gemara's question. Again, the Gemara says, I can understand why a dry lulav is pasul for 7 days, but I can't understand why a lulav which is stolen is pasul beyond the first day. That's the Gemara's question. Okay, now that's a bit cryptic. Tosfos are oimed on what the Gemara's assumption, hanacha, is over here. Why does the Gemara think that the need for a hiddur mitzvah, which disqualifies a lulav, which is yavesh, applies for all 7 days, but other dinim, like ownership, only applies for 1 day? Where did that distinction come from? Mishna. Tosfos adds, you see other things in the world of mitzvahs dalan minim also apply. Some things apply for all 7 days, some things apply only for 1 day. For example, what's the din in the middle of Sukkos if you decide to bite some of your esrog? That esrog is okay, that's a mefurisha gemara. That means you don't have to have a likicha tama beyond the first day. Mitzad sheni, what's the din if you've only got 3 out of 4 minim on day 5? You don't take. So you have to have all of the minim, all 7 days. But you can bite your esrog on day 5 or beyond day 2 onwards. Again, why is there a distinction that certain dinim apply only on day 1 and other dinim apply beyond that? This is what's clear from the Gemara understood that, and Tosfos asks why that is. Tosfos answers that the reason why certain things apply and certain things don't apply beyond day 1 is because beyond day 1, says Tosfos, is a Zeichel HaMikdash. We are being noita the Abba Minim beyond day 1, only Zeichel HaMikdash. And in Zeichel HaMikdash, certain dinim apply and certain dinim don't apply. Hadar applies. Having all 4 minim applies. But you don't have to have a lekicha tama beyond that, therefore you can buy your esrog. And the Gemara, at the stage of asking this question, assumes that the din of lachem, that you need to own your lulav, own the dalim minim, also doesn't apply beyond day 1 because it's Zeichel HaMikdash. So again, we see that there's a distinction. When it comes to a mitzvah which is Zeichel HaMikdash, it doesn't just duplicate all of the dinim deraisa. If it was just a standard Kain deraisa, then we'd just say whatever happens on day 1 in the Mikdash, you duplicate beyond that when it's Zeichel HaMikdash. But again, we see clear from this Tosfos, not that way. Once I understand that day 2 onwards is Zeichel HaMikdash, oh, it's Zeichel HaMikdash. Certain things apply, certain things are duplicated, certain things are not. So therefore, it's understandable that that same piece of Briska Rav, who explaining the words of the Ran, B'Shen HaBalam Or, told us that a mitzvah which is Zeichel HaMikdash, that's not when it actually affects the makeup of the mitzvah, we can understand very well, beyond day 1, meaning in the Gevulin, outside of the base of Mikdash, when the mitzvah is being done, Zeichel HaMikdash, that's what we're doing. Certain things are taken, certain things are not taken, in the same way that our Meimar in Sefiras HaOmer counted days, but not weeks, because that mitzvah was a Zeichel HaMikdash, and a Zeichel HaMikdash is a Takana Milchedes Darabanan. It's not like a standard Darabanan duplicating a Daraisa. So the Briska Rav, he says, you see, what I say is the way I'm explaining what the Balaam all said is brought out by what we see from the Gemara, essentially, in the explanation of the Rishonim at the beginning of the Perek of Lulav HaGazel. Okay? So we've, until this point, if we just summarize where we are, Shechianu, we don't make on the first day of Sefiras HaOmer. The third explanation of the three that we mentioned as to why that is because, said the Balaam Or, it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, and the Zeichel HaMikdash is not so demanding. The Briska Rav explained to the Balaam Or, said the not so demanding that the Balaam Or means it's a different type of mitzvah entirely. The Zeichel HaMikdash is not merely a motivating reason why the Rabbana made the mitzvah, it actually shapes the mitzvah itself. And the mitzvah which is shaped doesn't have to follow the deraisa. It's a Zeichel Ba'alma, and that's what Amen was saying, I'm doing Sefiras HaOmer, Zeichel HaMikdash, and because that's the case, I'm counting days, I'm not counting weeks. This is the reason why we don't make a Shechen as well. It cannot be that demanding. Okay, and we're seeing a comparison now between Sfiras HaOymer Zeich LeMikdash, where not all the dinim of the standard Sfiras HaOymer Daraisa apply, and Lulav Zeich LeMikdash, which is what we're doing in the Gvulin, in the Medina, beyond day one. Certain psalim apply, certain psalim don't apply, explain Tosas. Because it's only Zeich LeMikdash, Chazal, so to speak, picked and chose what to apply and what not to apply. Okay, that's the essential Hamadas Hadvarim. Now comes a very, very strong question. And this is not, we're not getting into machloikism with this question. These are Dvarim Psukim, yeah? These deserve to be in the 8:25 to 8:30 part of the morning event, yeah? Which goes as follows. The Shulchan Aruch, no less, Paskins. What happens if the first day of Sukkot is a Shabbos? So that means the first time we take the Dalad Minim is on Sunday, yeah? This is not open for debate. What's the din on that Sunday? Is that on the Tillas Lulav? And then you shake? Yeah. Something came in between. Yeah. Shechian, yeah? Shulchan Aruch says this, yeah? There's no one's chaylek. When the first day is Shabbos, which means the first, you don't look at the Dal Minim on Shabbos, Fashneitzach, the first day you take the Dal Minim is on Sunday, make Birkas and Mitzvahs, and the Shechian. So that's a major problem, yeah? The Lulav that we're taking on that Sunday is Eich LeMikdash, and we're still making Shechianu. Yeah? What's the din? Again, this is not, as far as I understand, there's Leis Mandapalik. What's the din if someone forgot, or wasn't able, we'll start with it, wasn't able to state Dalam Minim on the first 3 days of Sukkot. The first time he took was on fourth day of Sukkot. He says, Amatilas Lulav, and the Shechianu. That's the fourth day, Eich LeMikdash. Or if he took the Dalam Minim on all days, but forgot to say Shechianu, the Vush says, he took the minim, or just forgot to say Shechianu, yeah? Dalam Minim can be quite pressurizing, yeah? I know it doesn't say in the pasuk, but samachtem. But like, personally, I have to make, always have like a shtickle paranoia about whether I've got all the right numbers and what happened to my Amar Avinu. So really, the next guy, it seems like mine's still more moist than his. Yeah, so in the course of this balagan, he forgot to say Shechianu until day six. Zot the Vush still says a Shechianu. So we're seeing very clearly over here, it's a double muskam, it's a shayach to make a Shechianu on Lulav, even though it's Zeich LeMikdash, my high. Like Mamish goes against the clan that we established. So here we have to organise ourselves a little bit as follows. On the Balaam Or, that's not a kasha. The Balaam Or spoke only about Sfiras HaOymer. He said the Sfiras HaOymer, which is a Zeich LeMikdash, is not so demanding. That's why I made me count of days and not weeks, and that's why it doesn't need a Shechianu. We could say that in the world of the Balaam Or, and we're going to utilise something which you mentioned beforehand, there's a chiluk between Sfiras HaOymer, Zeich LeMikdash, and Atilas Lulav, Zeich LeMikdash, which goes as follows. We're going to be a bit cheeky over here, and I saw this from Rav Alshin in Shlita in Lakewood. It's got a beautiful sefer on the Moadim. It brings out this point. We could use over here the rules of the Briska Rav, which were as follows. Had it been that Zeich LeMikdash was merely a motivating factor to establish a standard Darabanan, then that Darabanan would follow all the rules of the Daraisa. When the Zeich LeMikdash actually defines the essential makeup of the mitzvah, that's when it's different. That's when its rules will differ from the standard rules and won't be a Kain Daraisa. So in the world of Balaam Or, we could say a nice chiluk. When it comes to Sfiras HaOymer, that's where the Balaam Or spoke, and there the Zeich LeMikdash actually defines the essential makeup of the mitzvah. Masha Enki, Netilas Lulav, there maybe the Zeich LeMikdash is merely the background motivating factor to symbol why they're masaking it. But it won't affect the essential makeup of the mitzvah, and therefore the makeup of the mitzvah will be a standard mitzvah, the Rabbanan, Ke'en, the Raisa, and will demand a Shechianu. So on the Balaam Or, we're okay, because he only spoke about Sfiras HaOymer. I'm going to try and squeeze this in, but there's a shtickle remez that there's a difference between the Zeich LeMikdash of Netilas Lulav and what we're suggesting is the Zeich LeMikdash of Sfiras HaOymer, which goes as follows. The Rambam says that, quoting the Gemara we spoke about beforehand in Mem Aleph, that Netilas Lulav Bezman Azeh is Zeich LeMikdash, says the Rambam. And afterwards the Rambam says, the Kol Yom V'Yom Mevarech Alav, every day you have to make a bracha. Now just to be very clear, the Rambam's talking, he's not talking about Shechan over here, he's talking about the Birkas HaMitzvahs of Netilas Lulav. Says the Rambam, every day you have to make a bracha on it, Netilas Lulav, Mipnei Shehi Mitzvah Medivrei Sofrim, because it's a mitzvah Darabonim. So the Rambam told us, the Lulav was Zeich LeMikdash, and you have to make an Anatilas Lulav every day, because it's a mitzvah Darabanan. The Rambam was Ma'arich over here. Why would I have thought otherwise, that, generally speaking, you make a bracha on a mitzvah Darabanan? So here's where the fun begins. We're going to try and do this in 2 minutes. The Rambam in Mitzvahs Korech says that you don't make a bracha before eating it. Why not? Because it's only a zeichel mikdash, Korech, on Leil HaSeder. So that's a steer. The rabbi over here says you make a bracha on lulav, every until it's lulav, even though it's zeichel mikdash. That's a steer in the Rambam. The teretz is, that's why the Rambam added in afterwards, he had to point out, so to speak, even though lulav is zeichel mikdash, still you make a mitzvah on it, but nation he mitzvah medivrei sofrim. The pshat is that same chiluk. When it comes to Korach, that's like Sfiras HaOmer, it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, which according to the Rambam, you don't even make a Birkas HaMitzvah on, you don't even make a Birkas HaMitzvah on that. That's a standard, sorry, that's a Zeichel HaMikdash, that's a Takanam Yuchedes. That's Korach, and we're saying in the Balam Or, Huadin, Sfiras HaOmer. Masha Ein Kein, Netilas Lulav, there, the Zeichel HaMikdash was a background motivating factor, but it didn't actually define the mitzvah itself. And therefore, in the Rambam's world, you do make it onto this lulav. And that's why the Rambam had to be madgish over here, so to speak, even though it's Zeichel HaMikdash, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah b'divrei sofrim, and therefore you make a birkas mitzvah, and the Zeichel HaMikdash was only a background factor. Yeah.
Sorry, this is Yerika Volt. I don't know if everybody else caught it. I haven't caught it. There's chilik between the two types of mitzvah drabonon. What's the difference between the mitzvah drabonon of Zeichel HaMikdash of lulav?
Good, so
I don't get the
yeah. Meaning sometimes I made it. Was the Zeichel HaMikdash the reason why they made it? And once that was the reason why, oh, why would we want to do this? We want to do this to make a Zeichel HaMikdash. But now, in the course of establishing the mitzvah and its rules, it will follow all the standard Rabbanon Masakein Kein Deraisa. That's option number one. Meaning, all it was is a motivating reason. But now when it comes to nitty-gritty of actually establishing the halakhas, I'll just copy the deraisa. That's option number one, which we're saying right now, is perhaps from the Rambam, Netilas Lulav would be that way. And option number two is how the Balam Or described Sfiras HaOmer, that the Zeichel HaMikdash is not just the reason why they made the mitzvah, but it's actually, the Zeichel HaMikdash colours and makes up the ingredients and the makeup of the Darbanan itself. And they're going to apply certain rules, other rules they won't apply, they'll count, I may count the days and not weeks, it won't demand the Shechianu. We better off.
I don't know, maybe everybody else is okay. I don't see the subtle difference between the two.
Let me try and say it once. Does the Zeichel HaMikdash creep into the actual nitty-gritty rules of the mitzvah? Or it's just the background motivating factor about why they made what will end up being a standard Darabada.
The motivating factor in both of them was the Zeichel HaMikdash.
That's true, but did it get beyond that, not just to be the motivating factor, but also to shape the mitzvah itself? Sfiras HaOmer for sure. Netilas Lulav, we're now seeing, no. Oh, good, that's a different question. Why is there...
Yes.
Okay, that, I think, is a great question. I don't know why when Chazal decided to... I'm bringing a smach from the Rambam. I don't know why when Chazal made, according to this, mitzvah to this lulav, Zeichel HaMikdash, they decided that will only be a motivating factor, but won't actually creep into the makeup of the mitzvah. Masha Ein Kein Sfiras HaOmer, that was a takana miuchedes of Zeichel HaMikdash, where it wasn't just a motivating factor, but actually defined the mitzvah itself. That question of why, on that stage, I'll throw out my hands. I'm just describing what we see, but not the reason why that would be. I'm with you. Okay, good. If all this is true, though, we have a problem. Because the Briskerov himself said that what I'm telling you is true about Sfiras HaOmer, that Sfiras HaOmer is a takana miuchedes with its own rules, and it's not a Kain deraisa because it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, said the Briskerov, what I've said about Sfiras HaOmer is also true about Netilas Lulav. Briskerov made that comparison. The Balam Or didn't. The Balam Or just spoke about Sfiras HaOmer. But the Briskerov said that which is true about Sfiras HaOmer is true about Netilas Lulav as well. But now we've got a big problem. If that's true, then why do we find ourselves potentially on day two when the first day is Shabbos? Or if you've got, say, a Shechianu on day one, I didn't have Arba Minim on day one, why do you find yourself saying a Shechianu beyond that? The Briskerov's comparison between Sfiras HaOmer and Netilas Lulav is falling foul of the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim. That's a problem. So here comes a manoeuvre. Some say that Briskerov actually made a chazara later on and was prepared to entertain on the chiduk that we discussed just now, that what the Balam Or said about Sfiras HaOmer is true about only Sfiras HaOmer. There, it's a tekanah miuched, that's a zeichah mikdash, actually affects the etzer makeup of the mitzvah. But the tzilas lulav, like we tried to build for the Rambam, there the zeichah mikdash is only the motivation as to why they made the darabana, but the darabana will follow the kain deraisa. Where do we see such a thing? Why would we suggest that the briska rov was choizer? So as follows. Tosfos in Megillah asks a kasha, why is it after Sfiras HaOmer Zeich LeMikdash we say our harachamon, yeah, which is hopefully the base of Mikdash will be built, etc. We don't do that after Nisus Lulav, correct? There's no such thing. Why not? So Tosfos gives a typical cryptic answer. He says when it comes to Lulav, there you did an asiya, whereas when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, it was only our haskara, you only spoke about it. What Tosfos means is a bit unclear. The Briska Rov is quoted. There's a Briska Haggadah. I don't know if you're familiar. My son recently got three of them for his bar mitzvah. And he only really wanted money, so he'd prefer to get zero. But anyway, kids, they're very good. So I hopped to Ryan and had a look, yeah? So the Briska Rov says, Pshat in Tosfos is as follows. When it comes to Lulav, well, that's a standard Darabanan. It's a standard Darabanan. It's just the reason why they made that Darabanan was of Zeich LeMikdash. Because the mitzvah itself is not this takana miuchedes of Zeich LeMikdash, therefore, you don't say harachman afterwards. Because what you did was a standard Darabanan. Why you did it was a different story. Masha Einkein says to the Briska Rov, look at what I said about Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, that's a takana miuchedes, where the Zeich LeMikdash actually affects the makeup of the mitzvah itself. That means what you did when you counted Sfiras HaOmer, that Pa'ula, that mitzvah, was intrinsically part and parcel of the DNA of that mitzvah, not merely the motivating factor, was that it's Zeich LeMikdash. So there, it's fitting to say afterwards, a tefillah, the base of Mikdash should be built, because you were Oisek in something which was not just created due to Zeich LeMikdash, was part and parcel of actually what you did with your words. So the Briska Rov himself, you see, as quoted in the Haggadah, made a chiddush between the Tilas Lulav on the one hand, and Sfiras HaOmer on the other hand, not like the
Lulav, you mentioned that some English is about the tefillahs already.
Huh?
You mentioned it, but the tefillahs already, so you don't need to do it.
Ah, yeah. I mean, that's a different answer to Tosfos. Yeah, good. You mean that's part and parcel of your dove? Yeah, very nice.
Could you
haven't got to Musaf yet. Depends when you're Natan, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, you're about to mention it in Musaf. Okay. Yeah. Gonna mention it myself afterwards.
Yeah.
So our only little sticking point, but I'll just leave this as a question, is when the Briska Rov made his comparison between Lulav and Sfiras HaOmer, he did say, I'll smach the words of the Rishonim at the beginning of Lulav HaGazal. They were analysing a Gemara which said there's a double pasha that Hadar goes beyond day one. That sort of Hadar goes beyond day one, like the fact you need to have 4 minutes beyond day one. Masha Einke, you can eat your Esrog on day four, and the words I understand at that stage is you don't need to own your Dalad Minim beyond day one. That's, Tosfos said, the reason why is because it's a Zeich LeMikdash beyond day one. A Zeich LeMikdash doesn't have to follow all the rules. They could cut and paste as they saw fit. So what the Briska Rov's original comparison before his alleged Chazara was not just his own words, it was based on the words of the Rishonim at the beginning of Lulav HaGazal. But if that's where we've got to, that's okay, because there's different Perushim of Rishonim on that piece of Gemara, which perhaps the Briska Rov in the course of his Chazara would also change his understanding of that initial piece of Gemara in the Perek. So that Pekitza we discussed right at the beginning, you don't say Shechan on Sfiras HaOmer, that's for sure Yankee clear, yeah? Shechan, we didn't say, we were right not to say it. There were three different understandings in Rishonim as to why not. Balaam all came up with this new understanding that this is a takana of Zeich LeMikdash. It's not so demanded. The Briska Rov explained that the reason why it's not so demanding is that takana miuchedes actually is part and parcel of the make of the mitzvah. It's not a standard kain deraisa. And then we're mefalpel about whether, if that's true of Sfiras HaOmer, is that also true of the Tzilas Lulav or not? We had a strong raya from the poskim that you say a shechianu beyond day one of the Tzilas Lulav if you didn't take on the first day, like when Shabbos was the first day. That was Mechayev, seemingly, to make a chiddush between Sfiras HaOmer on the one hand, where it's a takana miuchedes, where the Zeich LeMikdash creeps into the makeup of the mitzvah itself, and Korech would follow the same thing according to Rambam, and on the other hand, the Tzilas Lulav, where for some reason, when Chazal decided to be mesaken it, all that the Zeich LeMikdash did was a motivating factor as to why they did it, but the rules of Lulav, Zeich LeMikdash, will be like the standard, Cain, the Risa, have a wonderful day.
Thank you.